Susan Meissner, author of The Shape of Mercy, joins me today to talk about her newest book, White Picket Fences. Susan, it's great to talk to you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Can you tell me how you came to write White Picket Fences and what inspired you?
Well, the inspiration came for this about 5 years ago when I was a guardian ad litem for the state of Minnesota. And as a guardian, I was a court-appointed advocate for children in need of protective services. And I saw firsthand how children in what we would call maybe dysfunctional homes can still find love in a home that kind of bucks societal norms. Not every parent involved in the court system is a bad parent. Sometimes they just have a lot of strikes against them. And I also saw, conversely, how what looks like a perfect family hides inside all the flaws that the rest of us have to deal with. And when you hide the flaws and you pretend there aren't any, if you pretend that you have this white picket fence life and ignore the hurting people inside, well, you end up having all these people burying their wounds and never being able to be free from them. And it's actually can be as negative as a parent who outright abuses their child.
Now, White Picket Fences, it's a different kind of novel than your acclaimed book, The Shape of Mercy, but there are some similarities, too. How so?
Well, with The Shape of Mercy, there was a large historical thread. There was a diary within the story, a 300-year-old diary, and it made up, you know, probably a third of the book. And in this one, there is a historical thread, too. I really enjoy bringing in the past in some way, shape, or form in my books. And so there is an element of the past in this one as well. And it's about the Nazi occupation of Poland, and more specifically, the Warsaw Ghetto. And I have two old men in a nursing home who my protagonists are interviewing. And they're telling their stories of how they lived in the ghetto and how they operated a smuggling ring to get children out of the ghetto so they would not perish, and how they survived the concentration camp. And all of this kind of feeds in to the larger story of these two teenagers who are dealing with some major choices in their lives and the fallout of choices that were made for them. There's also two young protagonists, like The Shape of Mercy had two young protagonists, and also a third person who kind of adds another generational element to that, and then having the two men in the nursing home too, a further generational tie there. And there's also the whole family dynamic that I like to play off of, is the relationship issues within this family.
Now, Susan, what interests you about the intersection of relationships and perceptions? It's a theme that you explore in both The Shape of Mercy and White Picket Fences.
Well, I see every great work of fiction being about human relationships. Even the Bible, though it's not fiction, is an expose on relationships. And like Gone with the Wind is so much more than just a story about the Civil War. It's a story of human relationships, you know, Scarlett and Ashley, Scarlett and Rhett, Scarlett and Melanie, Scarlett and her father. And I think it's within our closest relationships that our brightest virtues and our worst flaws are exposed. That's why there's so much tremendous story value within intimate human relationships. We're at our best and at our worst when we're responding and reacting to the people who shape us. Human history is the story of relationships.
Susan, who are some of the authors that you count among your influences as a writer?
Well, I read a lot of general marketplace fiction. It's where I find out where the heart of the people on the street is headed. And lately, I've been moved by the writing of Khalid Hosseini, who wrote 1,000 Splendid Sons and The Kite Runner, and also Jane Hamilton, Diane Setterfield, Geraldine Brooks, Ann Patchett, Gil Tsukiyama. I've also enjoyed Lisa Sampson's work, Anne Tatlock, Siri Mitchell, and W. Dale Kramer. But over the whole of my life, when I look back on all of the years that I've been reading, I really have drawn tremendous insights from C.S. Lewis. He's able to communicate deep truth in simplistic forms so that anyone can read and understand.
Well, Susan Meissner has been our guest today. She's the author of White Picket Fences. And Susan, it's been great to spend this time with you.